Hey y'all, welcome folks to another episode of Girl You Know It. We're happy to have y'all for another episode of season 4. For those of you joining us for the first time, Girl You Know It is an offshoot podcast of Black Women Connect Vancouver. Black Women Connect Vancouver is a collective of women and femmes who come together to inspire, empower, leverage our strength, and embrace our diverse experiences.
Yes.
It's a community where us folks in Black in Vancouver, can build a meaningful relationship and celebrate the beauty of Black womanhood. Girl You Know It is a space where we want to create connection in a different way to talk about our shared experiences as Black women in a serious and fun way and everything in between.
Hey.
And so my name is Natizi Mukwavi and I am the founder of Black Women Connect Vancouver.
Woo woo! Our CEO!
And I will pass it on to my other co-host. Abby.
Hello, like she said, I'm Abby. What's up? It's Abby. What's up? And I am the project assistant to Black Women Connect Vancouver. Let's throw the ball over to you, Elle.
If I try to even catch it, I would like hit stuff and I'd be like, brah. I'm Elle, and I am the Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator for Black Women Connect Vancouver. I'm never going to get over this fact, because we said this last episode that you're going to do your own, like,
I told you, now. You're not going to stop me. I'm going to start rapping every time. I'll be like,
what's up? Hey. I need a new theme song anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. Just be Abby, like.
Like, where are you? Abby can create another one.
Oh, my goodness.
Truly.
The keyboard assistant's on this track right here. Okay, this is doing too much. Let's
Beyonce and Solange can do it. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You know what? Keep tuned, y'all.
Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Hey.
Yes. Friendship.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, friendship is a very complicated, beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's experience is different.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the impacts of friendships in a positive way, negative way, and things that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what does friendship mean to you?
Oh.
Throwing it over to you. I know. Now.
Sorry. I just stopped doing this. I want to move something. Okay.
Yeah.
Friendship. Friendship to me really is like my chosen family.
Oh my goodness, that was in my head.
Kenyan sisters.
That, I was just
Kenyan sisters.
Just like
telepathy.
Wow. Wow. That's the exact catchphrase.
Okay, let her finish up. Only because I'm excluded in this.
We love you. Yeah, I think it's like, oh, really about chosen family for me. Like, I love my own family and my sisters dearly, but sometimes, you know, I connect and have built like a familyhood with the people who like I trust on a daily basis. I mean, that being said, I know that I'm working on trusting on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I tend to be this person who's like, I listen to everybody. And then people are like, how are you doing? And I'm like, good. So I know I need to work on that. But for the people who have like permeated that like impenetrable wall of L, like my ride or die, like A1s, mm-hmm. like I know that no matter what city they move to, no matter like how many kids they have, like I think especially for like my friends who are moms, like it's so huge for me to be like, wow, even though you became a mom, you still found the ability to like keep yourself and like your identity of who you are, and also showed up as a friend. Like it's always mind blowing because these kids really be out here. Like
they're a lot of work.
So I appreciate you moms who are my friends for reals, for reals. What do you think, Abby, that's not chosen family? Because I already took that.
Well, that you took that answer, I really have. Well, you know what? I really have the same answer. They're my chosen family.
Yeah.
They're my people, right? Yeah. You don't choose the family that you're born
into.
Or even the personality. So when you can actually make those connections outside and feel like home, those are my kids' aunties. Yeah.
That's true.
And uncles, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my family.
I really love being Auntie Elle. It's my favorite thing.
Tata Bozo.
Tata over here.
What does friendship mean to me? I feel like right now, friendship to me is, I'm not saying chosen family. But they are like my people, and they are people in this season that mean so much to me. Yeah. And I think that as a mom, it has changed in this season, and I think in a good way, because I've definitely connected with people that I didn't think I would connect with, that I am like, wow, you are my people. I would ride or die for you, and I know you do the same for me.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's been nice. Yeah, because I know it's the opposite for some people.
Yeah.
But I definitely have gained new friendships. Yeah. It's been beautiful.
Even like, even as you've gotten older?
Yeah. And you know me. I've been no new friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up. Forever.
That's the thing.
Like, claw their way into my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those people that claw their way in have somehow managed to stay.
Like, holding up for your life. Yeah. You're like trying to shake them off. And they're like, nah.
We're still here.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have turned out to be the people that I needed. And but I've definitely rejected a lot of people to be my friend. And people who are listening probably know that. And you've probably been like, oh,
sorry for the hurt feelings. Yeah. We're sorry to you people.
I just don't have the emotional capacity. Sorry, not sorry. And so that's usually why I say no new friends.
Yeah.
It's because it's so hard for me, like, to manage so much of what I do and then to add new people and to add, like, new relationships of, like, because for me, if you are in my life and we are friends, you know me.
Yeah.
You know the depths of me. You know what's happening in my life. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's like, if I'm going to fully invest who I am into a person, then it has to be, like, I'm going to put in the time.
And honestly, that is so important. Yeah. You want that in a friend that is going to invest in you and love you and cherish you rather than just, you know, every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, well, not even every once in a while, but just like
you
want that intentionality.
Yes. Yeah.
When you are creating and developing and being in a relationship.
Okay. Yeah. So I have a follow-up question.
Yes, you do. Our follow-up queen.
Okay. I'm just asking questions.
No, this is good. This is good.
So, you know, you talk about like you ride or die in my life. We all said that. What about those people who like are not the regular daily people? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like years can go by and you link up and you're like, damn, it's like no time has passed. Like, are those people your close circle as well? Like, I'm asking like what your opinion is in your life.
Yeah, I think that's why I say in this season, people, and I think that those people will always be in my life, but in a different capacity.
Yeah.
I think in the past, like, especially growing up, you're like, my friends, I grew up with them, they're my friends, and all this stuff, and then, like, you know, you hit, like, the different seasons of your life, you're like, they're still my friends, but it's like, it's okay to have, you know, your core friends, and then those friends are around, but they're just not your core friends in this moment, but when you see them, they are still your core, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that that's something I had to learn over time, because I also needed to learn to not get sensitive when people didn't have time for me or wouldn't check in on me when I would put in more effort and they wouldn't. And like, that was really challenging. But then I had to kind of just like pocket people into a space, and that's okay. You know, because I think so many times we're just kind of like, they're my best friend. I'm like, they can still be your best friend. They're just pocketed in a different area.
Right? They don't have to be in all areas of your life, knowing everything all at the same moment.
Exactly. Because you know they're still going to be there for you.
Honestly, if you really need, they will be there for you, and they will show up.
Exactly. Yeah. That is true. What about you, Abby?
Girl, what she said. Honestly, you guys are hitting every point. To be honest.
Girl. Because it's like you and me. Like, we're like, I've known you for a while, and it's like me and Abby. And it's like, we're sisters. But honestly, I don't talk to you every day.
We don't talk every day.
I don't
know
what your deepest like things are that you go through, but I know when I see you, you'll be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. But then you right back are like, blah, 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 blah. Exactly.
Yeah. How we also you? Like my youngest sister. So
baby fast. Always. How about you, Elle?
I feel like I'm split. Like sometimes, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like I've let that person go, but that person hasn't let me go. And this is not like a like ego type thing. This is not an ego type thing.
No.
This is just like a like factual thing. Yep. Like I've grown. Mm-hmm. My like values have not changed, but like solidified more.
Yes.
Or like something has impacted me, and that's okay. Like I've recognized that like I can't have all, like I have a lot of acquaintances, and I have a lot of people that I share certain spaces with.
Yeah.
But not everybody is for everything. Yes. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. That's fair. But I think that there are sometimes people who like reach out to me, and I'm like, we're not that close anymore. Like, you haven't realized that we're not that close. Yeah. I don't want to give you the tip that we're not that close. Like, that's emotional work and labor that I have to, like, now be like, hey, so we're not friends the way you think that we are anymore.
Yeah.
It's
what,
like,
an awkward conversation.
And so what an awkward conversation. Especially if it's like, I know where you're coming from. You're imagining me as what I used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're still seeing yourself as who you used to be.
Yeah.
And you are still that person. That's okay. But I'm not. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. Like, you know, so that's why I'm like split. Like, I could, but also I don't got time.
Yeah.
Like, I sorry to that person.
Yeah. No, it's true. So it's like, okay, so there's a difference between, you know, you kind of like outgrow a person, your friendship outgrows, and then there's, we just fell out.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't talk no more. And it can go either way. Someone can choose not to talk to you, you know, and then, or it can be you don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
So I guess which one has been the hardest, like a fallout or like growing out of a friendship with someone?
I think a fallout.
Yeah.
Personally. It's like a breakup. Friendship breakup are worse.
Thank you.
I think they are the worst.
Yeah.
And they hurt more because, like you said, these are your chosen people. These are the people that you intentionally want to be around and spend your time around. And like sometimes divulge your soul to and then it doesn't work out.
Exactly.
All that work, all that, like,
it hurts.
Emotion and feeling and love, where it's like, it goes, no, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a balloon that's deflated and you're like, I can't catch it back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I would say it's really hard. Because fallout feels like there's been intentional breaking up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, we've had the discussion and we're not going to be friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels like, into the gut.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that all the time. Sometimes the fallout is just like, well, okay, bye.
That's true. That is also true. So it
may not hurt.
It may not work. So that's why I'm like, is the like petering out and growth thing kind of more sadder? Because then it's like, we didn't get to grow together. Like, I won't get to see you do this and you won't get to see me do that. Like, do you know
what you mean, because you can like see them around and be like, wow, like we used to be cool,
we used to be
that.
So close. And like, you know, if
but
they like
we just grew apart.
Or like, you know, they hit like an achievement or success, and like you're like, I saw you plant the seed, and now I'm like not there to see it, like
and not
in an ego way, but like, oh, we were like ride or die, or like whatever.
So
it's like a little bit, I guess it just depends for me on the like length and depth of that friendship, and like how close we were.
And I understand that, because I think even growing up, I had like two really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of them, I just, in my young teenage days, I just didn't understand the way of like your friend having like a man in their life.
Yeah.
And then also having space for you.
Yeah.
So for me, my toxic traits is I cut people off real quick.
Yeah.
And for me, if you hurt me, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to be like hurt again.
Yeah.
And then that's a whole nother conversation of like, how do you like reconcile and how do you understand and have grace for your friends? But anyways, so that happened and I literally like did a phone call and I was like, so I just don't feel like we should be friends anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you literally just
I
literally was like,
break up.
Oh damn.
Excuse me. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't think we should be friends. And she was so heartbroken.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like,
it hurts.
Friend. Yes. But I was just like, you don't have time for me. You're always with him. And I was like hurt because we were together all the time. And in that young stage, you just don't get that it can happen both ways. And that's where it's like, when you grow up, you try to be like, okay, my friend can be pocketed here. My friend can be pocketed here. You know? But back then it was so hard for me to figure that out. And she was, every year she'd still like, my favorite flowers are yellow roses. She would buy me yellow roses every year on my birthday. Like, I was invited to her wedding, and I think that's when I was kind of like, because I wasn't in the wedding party, and that's when it clicked for me, when I was like,
sadness.
I would have been in the wedding party.
Yeah.
And like, as slowly as time going on, like now we're just like, you know, we're both mothers and stuff, and I like, we message each other here and there, but I know like once that happened, it was just like, there was no going back and like fixing our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really hard, but it was also a growing lesson for me as you reflect now of like, why did I do that? And like, what is it about like someone hurting me so bad, like that I need to cut you off?
Yeah.
You know? And so, but then there's different situations where it's like, you do need to cut someone off because they're not good to you.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes even when all your friends are telling you that person's no good to you, why do you keep giving yourself? And then you finally realize, and then you're like, okay, it's time.
And that's what I was doing. I did the complete shift. I did the opposite. I was giving friends so many chances, too many chances, and they kept hurting me, and people would say things to me, and people would just be like, why are you friends? They talk about you all the time.
Yep.
They talk about you all the time. Or other people would be like, do you know this person saying this? And then it's like, you don't see it because you see the type of friend they are to you, because you don't
see
the
And you only want to see the good in them.
Yes. And then when it finally does happen and they stab you in the back and the front.
Back and front, left, and you're right.
Like, oh, you actually aren't a good person. And then you're like, have a conversation. They don't see it. And you're just like,
oh, damn.
Time to cut you off.
Yeah.
But then they want to still be your friend. And they still think that you're your friend.
This is the
and
thing. It's awkward. Like,
And then they'll message you and be like, well, I know we're still friends. I'm like,
babe, we're not.
Babes,
we're not. Babes.
Like, if I'm not married and have a baby and you're not in that, no, we're not friends.
Yes, exactly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you said something about like people saying that they're not good for you. And I was like, oops. Yeah. I've done that. I did that. And it was hard and hurtful.
Yeah. You have to come to that realization yourself.
Yeah.
Like before, like, yes, your friends, good on them for saying something.
Yeah.
Because that also can be really hard to hear.
True. Yeah.
But
it was mostly really hard to say to that person.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and over again. Like, I can see how this person is treating you.
Yeah.
And, like, I know you want to give them the benefit of the doubt because you want to be a good friend, because you want to, like, make up for something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, it's okay to let them go because they're not doing good by you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's hard.
And that's why when you said friendship breakups are worse than romantic, because these are your ride or dies. They're supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, men can go. Like,
yeah.
They can kind of go.
Man, listen, I can find you another one. A good friend? That is hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's read.
Oh, are we going to do this?
Yeah, okay. We should do it. I think we should.
Okay. So we are going to read a couple of friend experience stories that we found on the internet submissions. And then we're going to like give our take on them. Just because like I like the tea and the drama of it all, you know, like why not? Okay. So the first one is titled BFF reading out my texts to her other friend.
Ooh.
And it's very uncomfortable. So my boyfriend cheated on me. I broke it off and was texting my best friend about how hurt I was. So strange, something happened. I got a voicemail from her and it sounded like she was reading one of my texts out loud. It took me a while to figure it out because she's not good with technology. But once I figured it out, I realized she was phoning someone on her landline and accessing my text message to read it out loud to someone. But in accessing my text, she accidentally phoned me.
Oh. You don't get it?
Kind of.
So essentially, I didn't know you could do that either. So essentially, I text Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Abby is now calling you to tell you about what I texted her.
Oh, but the text is going as a phone.
But she, by accident, she clicked call because I'm on the, she's calling you on a landline and I'm reading it on my phone.
So she heard
the whole thing. So I asked her what that was about and what happened, and she admitted to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut her off out of my life after 25 years of friendship. I feel bad because her husband died last year and she's struggling with that. She often calls me in tears about how she misses him, but how could I ever text her again knowing it could be repeated to anyone? How could I ever confide in her again? Have I overreacted?
No.
I know I am feeling vulnerable after my long-term boyfriend cheated on me.
You're not
overreacting.
No. And who cares? Not like who cares if her husband died, but like that's not an excuse to be a terrible person. Like if you have a problem, talk to me.
And okay, so it's but what would be the problem though?
Yeah.
What is the problem? Like I confided in a friend. Why would that friend feel if that person's a good person? Why would that person feel like a good idea? Clink light bulb. Let me call my other friend and tell her about like that person's pain. Even if I didn't think that the person was going to listen, that just shows me that you're shit. Sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
What? How? What?
No,
devil?
No, because y'all can say whatever you want.
Okay. Go. Okay. Here it goes. And here it goes. Here it goes.
True. You know, in our friend group chats, and then you pop out, and be like, "Let me message this person." Do you know what she said? But do you get what she said?
I just don't think that's why I'm like,
do it.
Okay.
We do it. So it's really just another way of doing that. But my thing is with this is, did she tell you not to talk to anyone else about it?
Yes.
Did you have an expectation to say,
don't tell anybody about this? This is personable. Personable.
Yes.
That's personal. True. Yeah. That's a good follow-up question.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That, okay, so that's like, fair. That.
Yeah. I feel like there needs to be more to that.
And also, in that voicemail, was it like, just like, I feel bad for her, like, yes. Or were they making fun of her?
Yes.
That's, because if you're making fun of her,
the content
game
is
over. Exactly. You are not overreacting.
Especially for 25 years, 25 plus years, there has to be more to that in terms of, she was probably talking shit about her friend.
Yeah. Well, because she didn't say our other friend. She said her other friend.
Yeah. And you know what someone once told me is, okay, we all have that one friend we tell everything to, but they have a friend that they tell everything to.
Yeah.
That person has another friend we tell everything to. So as much as we have a friend, we kind of have to have an expectation that that person is going to
be telling. That's fair. Again, so there are holes in this
storyline.
In the storyline. We just need to have answer before
honestly,
we can like
more detail.
Properly. Yeah.
Okay, then what if she was talking shit?
If she's talking shit, then game over.
Yes.
Then that's like,
yeah.
Because like, again, you didn't exactly. I've been brokenhearted.
Yeah.
And I'm like bearing my soul, thinking you're my best. It says BFF.
Yes.
Best friend forever.
Forever. There's, forever.
I'm not saying best friend for 1 year. I'm not saying best friend for 1 month. 25 plus years. Yeah, I mean, best friend. We're going to the grave with secrets. Like,
yeah.
So I've borne something from you or to you, and like you have decided, whatever. Like you said, yes, you're gonna have another person, but there's also like restraint, like. Maybe this is not the one thing I tell the other person that I
like
do.
Like, what else?
There's like hey, my friend is going through something. Mm-hmm. Not reading line for line, shot for shot, text message of my heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Then I go, does it even matter the context? Does it even matter whatever? It's like,
dang.
Like, I don't know. I when you said, like, if someone does something to me, I cut them off. I feel that energy. And so like that is like perfectly an example when it's like, I don't think I would immediately cut. I think I'd be like, we need to have more conversations as to why you think that this would be appropriate
to share with.
It's like, you got caught, shit, but let's work through this. You know what I mean?
And what if that other friend used to be a friend of the friend that they're talking about? Because then that's when you feel more like, ooh, there's so much more.
Exactly. So I do appreciate when she's like, I don't know if I can trust her.
Honestly.
But you know what? Third hand, you're right. Like, people like to talk about shit. So, I just want my friends to have my back.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Abby? I've been rambling.
No.
I feel like I'm very passionate about this. It never happened to me, but I just feel for this person.
Well, to be honest.
Did it happen to you?
I am that shit person. Well, the thing is, yes. Yes.
I mean, we all do it. I feel like
I'm going to admit it. Way back when, I did this shitty thing to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a screenshot.
And you sent it to her.
You know I'm not technology.
Wait. So you sent a screenshot to the person,
and it's a conversation you had, or you a conversation of her that you had with her, right?
Yes.
And you sent it back to her.
I sent it back to her, and I was just like, oh, but I was trying to send it to this other person because I don't get it. Why?
Oh, you were trying to figure. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh,
but not to our friends. Okay,
so what was the fallout? Yeah. Oh, so was there fallout?
There was fallout. Yeah. I didn't talk to that person for a while. I apologized because I'm that was me being a shit person.
Were they mad?
Yeah, they were really mad. Really mad.
Was it like something like really personal?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't. It was something kind of general. And to be honest, me and that person weren't
on good terms.
We weren't like close.
Oh,
okay.
You know? We weren't like bestie forever.
Yeah.
we were like, yeah, let's go to this thing. Let's try it.
I see.
Right?
So you weren't close with her. Did she think she was close with you?
I think so.
Right?
And I didn't realize that, until that happened. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh. And I felt really bad. And now I don't do that, but. Yeah.
Now you like triple check before you send screenshots.
Honestly, so bad.
You're thinking of their name.
And then you put it right in there. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's other people who will agree with me. This has happened to you before. I'm not alone in this. And I have to admit that that wasn't my greatest moment.
That's okay.
That's fair. Okay.
But it's also like, yeah, learning experience. And it also taught me about friendship and how I can be better. Do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe not all things need to be shared.
Exactly. And that's kind of where it is like your growth of like, we have to make our mistakes to know also
yes.
how to be a better friend,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like all these conversations of like, my friend needs to do this, but like, how are you a good friend
yeah.
as well? Because I know I have my flaws. I know I also cannot be a good friend mm-hmm. at times. And so it's like, I have to work through that. And I do have to sometimes ask my friends, be like, how can I be a better friend to you? Mm-hmm. You know, especially when seasons change for friends, I think that conversation isn't had enough. Because you know your friend's season is changing. So that means your friendship is going to change. Ooh. So have that conversation with your friend and say, how is our friendship going to change in this season?
I don't think we know how to do that.
I don't think, no, those because conversations are not really had.
No. I know, and we need to learn to do that because then the expectations are there and they're set. And yeah. you know where you're going to be at with your friend instead of being like, "This my friend is doing this and my friend is doing that and she doesn't check in on me." But it's like, you didn't have that conversation, you know? Because they may not know that they're yeah. not doing something.
Yeah.
But you have this expectation that this is what your friendship
but
is.
But then what if that friend, you set those expectations and that friend is just not delivering? What do?
Then
you have to give grace.
You go as per our conversation. Yeah. Like,
follow up, you know, call each other.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's completely reasonable to go, you know what, like, we've had the conversation. We preemptively wanted to like preserve what we were going to like, you know, moving forward, we're going to have as yeah. a, like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like, unfortunately, I'm not, and not selfishly, but just like factually, yeah. it's not giving life yeah. anymore for yeah. me. So like, I'm not saying cut off, but like, we have to reestablish boundaries yep. now, because you now think you're a better friend to me than I think you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah. just, it's not giving.
Yeah.
Those conversations.
So how do you maintain deep friendships right now? So you have, like we talked about, your chosen family. How do mm-hmm. you maintain that? How do you maintain the friendship and have a deep relationship as seasons change?
I think personally in my friend group, it's about being intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the season where all of my friends are either getting married, having babies, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Life can get busy.
Yeah.
Like, it can get very yeah. busy. But being intentional and, like, checking in and, like, even physically just seeing each other.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like, I'm just going to help you do groceries and that is our hangout.
Yeah.
Or like, exactly. We're going to sit here. We're going to take the baby on a walk. Like yeah. things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That intentionality of like, I get that our seasons are busy and maybe I need to give you more grace
yeah.
because you can't respond. You are sleep deprived. Yeah. You are doing this yeah. and that. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's for me, that's what I've been doing to maintain those mm-hmm. deep connections and relationships that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
I think it's like with the intentionality piece and like showing up and seeing each other, I think it's just like checking in, like
yeah.
hey, how are you?
Exactly.
Like mm-hmm. as small as that. And that could be, you can do that to a core friend, you can do that to like
yeah.
a level 2 friend, you can do it to like a level 5 two. friend, like, you know what I mean? Five. You can literally like yeah. the levels of acquaintanceship or yeah. friendship, you can just say, hey, how are you? I've just been thinking of you. And I think that goes a long way for those people who you don't see a lot of the time,
yes.
but like time goes by and you're like, you know, I don't know if we see each other after 2 or 3 years, we'll like be right back to where we were, but it's still nice to be like, you know, we don't live in the same city, like da 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 da, but like, hey, how are you? I'm yeah. just like thinking about you. Like, what is going on in your life? So that like, when I do see you, it's not just like the highlights. It's like, we can like talk about, you know, other stuff. It's like, I don't know. Just there's something about saying someone saying to me, I've been thinking about you. It's yeah. like, oh, that's yeah. like kind of sweet. Like,
mm-hmm.
and like, friendships can be romantic. You know yes. what I mean? Like, yeah. you're like, oh, like, that's so nice.
So much love.
Right? Like, yes. so much love. What about you, Tatiana?
I think for me,
It's like for me.
Only because, okay, so I've been called out a few times and I'm trying to do better of the hey, how are you?
Yeah.
Because for me, if I'm thinking about something or like I saw something funny or it's like blah, blah, I'm like, I'll tell you right away. I'll be like, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I won't be like the first to be like, hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, how was your day? Yeah. Like, I'm not that person. But for me, I'm like, if I'm thinking of you, I'm messaging you about this because I think of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then my other friend was like, I would really like if you checked in on me first before you messaged. And I was like, okay, I'll
sounds
do
good.
Yeah. Because like for me, my love is I'm thinking of you because of this.
Yeah.
You know? And so for me, I have to realize that people want to be checked in on. They want to know that like, yeah, that you're thinking of them on a, on that level, you know, because not everyone wants to know how their day is going, you know, like, or someone to be like, maybe in that moment you needed someone to be like, you know, check in like that. So, yeah. Okay. One last question. Let me see.
You're like, now which question should we end it with?
I think like, what advice would you give as you've been, as we're now in different stages of our lives, of how someone could be a better friend? And we talked about calling each other out already, but like maybe what are things that you've learned that you'd be like, I wish that other people kind of did this, or this would be really important for friendships if people did this.
I can say what I wish I would do more. I wish, and something that I've been working on, like personally, reflectively, shadow work, is like being more emotionally vulnerable with people. Because I recognize that it's like a two-way street, right? Like I can't expect you to be emotionally vulnerable with me if I'm not that with you. Luckily all my friends are emotionally vulnerable with me. But I don't know if I give it back as well as I want to. And so I feel like that's something that I really do. I know I need to work on.
Yeah.
It's like, you just need to be able to be open, and honest and transparent. And I think that's just how friendship continues to like deepen and like the love continues to grow. So, but like, that's my own personal thing. Cause I'm like, I want to have a castle and a moat and a moat within a moat. And you have to cross the barbed wire in order to get into my the thing. Too bad for you.
Yeah.
So I know that that's what I have to work on.
I hear you. I'm the same. Yeah. I think that that's been like the biggest thing a lot of people have asked, especially like in motherhood. Like you're just so tired.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't have feelings to tell you.
Like, I mean, I do have feelings, but like I just don't have the energy to tell you the feelings. Yeah.
And so I think that that's been really hard for me because I was never a vulnerable person in the first place.
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably like my biggest thing. But oh, I feel like you're vulnerable, or maybe I'm just special.
I feel like but this is the thing.
That's
I think
true.
It's.
Oh, it's like moments.
I think it's moments. And I think it's like the depth of our friendship. And I also just feel like we've done so many things that like there's
that
trust.
That, yeah.
Yeah, right. But I have a lot of friends who there's depth and there's trust. And I just feel like I'm holding back. And my counselor's been like, but why? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I understand. I have few friends like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, this is for me, I think that like once I see how deep they go, and how much they'll share.
It's like,
and
that's like,
when you're willing to.
Like, oh no, then I'll do like one step.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Okay. We got there. And then I'm like, I see how they keep doing it. And I'm like, another step.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to go by steps. And I think that for me, it's more like, cause I've been so hurt by people because like I said, if we're friends, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Like no matter what. And so it's like, I think through the times, it's like, I've been hurt so many times. I'm like, oh, like I don't want to share again with another person.
Yeah.
And it's even harder now being part of Black Women Connect. Because I don't know what people are going to do.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's actually very fair.
When people fall out with friends, some people can turn on you and be like, listen, because I'll keep your secrets in the grave.
Yeah.
But some people just won't. They'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And she said, blah, blah, blah. And so it's like, yeah. I think that's also where my, like
hesitation
comes with. Yeah.
I get
like,
that.
If I can be vulnerable with someone.
What about you, Abby?
I forgot the question. No, to be honest, I forgot the question. I was so into it. It's just like, how can you be a better friend?
How can you be a better friend, or other people like can be a better friend? Yeah.
Honestly, listening, active listening.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I've been working through because I tend to be like, oh yeah, and agree, and I don't mean to talk over people, but it just happens.
Yeah.
And that's something that actually a friend came and talked to me, is just like, I would like it if you would just listen to me rather than agreeing or like taking it off to another conversation. Mm-hmm. So in my life, I have been purposely doing that. Yeah. And I think people do need to listen to each other a little bit longer, let people have space and give space and also just sit in it.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm the opposite, like Elle said. That's for me is like people say you listen too much and you don't like share. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like, I feel like you're always like my therapist. Like you just sit and listen.
This is the thing. And then some guy said that to me on a date.
No, I was like, way. Dead ass. And you were like, run. I was like,
oh, no, because then you realize you're like, you've put yourself in a position to just listen and not give.
Yeah.
And that's not fair. Because then that person does realize.
Yes, and it's not, it really isn't fair. It's like not reciprocal, and it doesn't set you up for like building something special. Yeah. Something special, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know, I want to do one more.
Oh, okay, should we do?
No, one more.
One more story?
Yes, story.
Well, let's do it. Okay.
She's going to.
Which one? The second or the third one?
Ooh, let's do the third one.
Okay. So the title is, we've been BFs and like sisters for 25 plus years. Oh, another 25 plus years. I know I'm not a TA here.
Asshole. I'm not the asshole.
The asshole is what it means. I
just learned.
New terminology for me. AITA. Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
My best friend and I have been sisters for 25 plus years. My husband and I do almost everything with her and her BF of 2 years. Travel, date nights, and outings with our kids, you name it. They live in a bigger city about 1 hour and 20 minutes from us. I had to go there, the city they live in, for shopping and some business. I owed them money for our last couple outings because I lost my debit card that night. Since I was in town, I wanted to drop it off. I knew she was at work, but texted her boyfriend and he was home. I walked up to the door and gave him the money, chatted for like 2 minutes and left. That night she calls me and says, what is this I hear? You were over at my house today trying to hang out with my boyfriend? I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I explained to her why I was in town and I just stopped by to pay. She gets all defensive and says there's absolutely no females allowed in my home when I'm gone. News to me, but okay. Weird. I told her I'm sorry. I didn't know her rules and what I did was innocent. I also got defensive and told her that I was hurt. We've been like sisters for 25 plus years and why would she think that? She just says, you know, I have a few trust issues, so that's why. Okay, but why me? Mm-hmm. I'm totally shook about this. She's been cheated on in the past by other guys, but come on. So who's the asshole?
I don't want to be like, I'm gaslighting you, like, but like, she just dropped off money.
But then, like, the end, because I was like, she has to be cheated on. Because I was like, why do you react like
that?
Yeah.
But then it's...
But that means you're... And I understand why people put trauma, like, take trauma from, like, relationships, put on you. But, like, for you to take that trauma and put it on your best friend who was just there to give you some cash, some green, some money.
I would think that she would have put it in, like, group chat being like, hey, I'm in town. I just want to drop off money.
Yeah, it's the communication.
So then, okay. So yeah. The lack of communication I get.
Yeah.
Because she did try her at work, didn't get her, blah, blah, blah.
I wonder how she found out. Did she have, like, a bell ring that saw her friend, like, no, come
her
up?
Boyfriend.
Or, like,
her
or the boyfriend said, okay, the boyfriend told.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how like someone blah blah dropped off something.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, okay.
And then she reacted from that.
Yeah, because like there wasn't a planned meeting. There wasn't like a, hey, just so you know, I'm dropping this off to your boyfriend. So yes, it's the communication, but like, I don't know. I think I'd have to take a step back as the person who's reacting so highly and be like, I can't put that on my best friend who's giving me money. Like,
you can't, but in that situation,
I know. I don't know. I don't think.
What? I mean, you know us. We're like, whatever. Like, I don't care. But, like, I know for other people that is a big thing.
No,
like,
that's a big no females.
Yeah, I definitely have friends that are very, very, like, strict on those things. So I just learned to just be like, okay, it's not that serious. Like,
but you would think that would be open about it to her other friend, like her friend.
That's
should
what
know.
She said. I didn't know your rules.
Yeah,
like
they, I think this is the first time they've been in that situation.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah, over the few years, and maybe she like, you know, sometimes you just kind of like intentionally, unintentionally, like know that your friend's gone through this, so you just kind of like
you just you know, have veer away. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, man. Yeah.
So it's like, but maybe in the situation, she's like, oh, I really need to drop off this money. I don't like owing money. You know yeah, what I mean? She probably was like, let me go drop it off and then leave. But then she's like, oh. It's still like a yeah. thing for you. Because they went on a trip together, right?
With yeah, they said a few outings with their kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like they've been around each other, but it's more like when it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Messy.
Ooh, messy. Dang. Okay. But then how do you like, being the friend that got reacted on, how do you like shake that off and like continue a friendship, or does that change the dynamics completely?
I mean, I think it depends on the person. I think you kind of be like, okay, that's your boundary, let me just leave that. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me not touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Yeah. So she did say like she's been cheated on, so it's like she understands, it seems like.
Yeah.
But maybe at the end she was just like, yeah.
Mm. But do you not trust your man?
That's the problem. The real problem is go to counseling.
Exactly. That's what I mean by projecting the trauma yeah. onto your, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, and again, she understood it. We all understand that. Mm-hmm. But like objectively, it's like, whoa, babe, like yeah. babes, like
relax.
And again, I hate saying that, but like almost it's like, dude, it's money. I'm going to come back to this. It's not like I'm dropping off a gift or whatever. I'm paying you back yeah. for the thing that you, I'm not like tit for tat. I mean, here you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it was like a 2-minute conversation. Like, hey, how are you? Like,
yeah. And maybe it was like her being like, I'm going to take the like advantage of them, like spending money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so uncomfortable.
Coming back to you.
Yeah, I know,
being
like,
slap.
Like,
so it
could
either
be
the money situation, she took too long to drop it off.
Exactly.
The way she can't
win. So she's like in a lose-lose.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, it was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. And so thank you everyone for listening to our podcast episode on friendship. You can stream our podcast episode on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Watch it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on Instagram at Girl You Know It. And
keep an eye out because we're going to be doing more of these, and we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
We want to hear from our community. So keep an eye out on our socials to see when we are going to be asking for an anonymous submissions. We can't wait to hear. And we can't wait to chat about it.
We can't wait to discuss about
it. Yes, we love discussing about these things. Awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast episode. You can find us in all streaming platforms, and you can watch our video recording up on YouTube channel, Black Women Connect Vancouver. Until next time.